USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are now 562 confirmed coronavirus cases across 34 U.S. states, and 24 American deaths are blamed on the illness. As many people are seeking supplies, some retailers have been taking advantage of the panic by raising prices. But both local and federal authorities say they'll crack down on price gouging. Meanwhile, the Grand Princess cruise ship is expected to begin disembarking passengers at the Port of Oakland in California today after the CDC did investigate a group of patients on the ship who've been experiencing symptoms of the virus. The man who helms the ship, Captain John Smith, making an announcement updating passengers on whether they'll be allowed to go outside for the first time in days.
We've been approved to begin a program to rotate guests out to get some fresh air and sunlight.
USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Voters will be heading to the polls for another round of primaries tomorrow. Contests will be held in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Washington, and Idaho. North Dakota will have Democratic caucuses tomorrow. The Democratic race is now basically down to former VP Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is endorsing Sanders. During a campaign event at the University of Michigan yesterday, Jackson announced the endorsement for the Vermont senator, telling the crowd that a vote for Sanders is a vote for justice and a vote for health care. Back to the coronavirus, one of the nation's governors saying that the response to it in the United States should not become politicized. Republican Governor Larry Hogan, who also heads up the National Governors Association, says,
clear, direct communication is critical, and I think it's really important that you try to take all the politics out of it on both sides of the aisle.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A federal lawmaker is in self-quarantine because of the coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Texas Senator, conservative Ted Cruz, says he'll be staying home because he had a brief interaction with a person from New Jersey at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The man testing positive for coronavirus and is being treated in the Garden State and is under quarantine. Cruz saying in a statement that he is not experiencing any symptoms and feels fine and healthy. Cruz says his interaction with the man occurred more than a week ago and was less than a minute long. The conference held in National Harbor, Maryland. In the statement, Cruz saying, nevertheless, out of an abundance of caution, and because of how frequently I interact with my constituents as part of my job, and to give everyone peace of mind, I have decided to remain at my home in Texas this week until a full 14 days have passed since the CPAC interaction.
In Julian's Auction House, holding a Beatles sale next month, featuring some rather rare items. Among the 300-plus items that will be available at the April 10th sale in New York, Paul McCartney's handwritten lyrics for Hey Jude, as well as guitars, a baseball autographed by all four Beatles, and the first stage they ever performed on. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.